There's a buzz in the building. We have a High Point University graduate and teacher there. And High Point University has made the NCAA tournament. Here's what I learned. I've worked with him 15 years. I didn't know he went to High Point. That was news to me.
Yeah.
He came in and said, how do you think the Panthers are going to do? I was like, what are the Panthers? Who are you talking about?
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
I don't know what you mean. He's like, can they beat Purdue? I was like, who? What? I don't even know.
Who? The what?
Or the, I had no idea what he was talking about.
That's my town now.
Oh, that's right. You live
in High Point Pride.
That's right. High Point University is such a rich university. They're sending students to the game for free. They're flying them to the game. Chartering flights to go. My son toured it. It's the school, the tuition is really high. They provide a lot. Sometimes they're criticized for how much they do provide. Mm. You know, they.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cushy place to go to school.
I must confess that I guess maybe we dropped the ball on this, but from what I'm hearing, you know, High Point University men's and women's team both made the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the first time for the school, obviously, for them.
Yeah.
When the men won the, what's their tournament? What's their conference?
MEAC.
Big South?
Big South.
Big South. Big something?
No, I was not looking at you,
Hold
Kelly.
On.
I think it's the Big South. When they won their tournament, apparently the student radio voices were getting tons of accolades for their incredible work.
You know, that doesn't sit well with one member.
I should be calling somebody's games.
This was my dream. How do I say this gently? You had your chance.
Yeah.
They shut me out. Who shut you out?
When
I went to Ashboro High School, Ron Bennett called Blue Comet football and baseball and basketball games.
Was he one of your peers?
No, he was in his 40s.
Oh, an old man.
Yeah. And I was 18, cock of the walk, in there. Boom, boom. I was like running the equipment back at the station while he called the games. And I kept saying to Mr. Schweissgood, who owned the station, give me a chance.
Hey.
Put me in. Mm-hmm. Let's have it. And they always were like, no, you're too young.
Sit down, kid.
Sit down. You can't do it. And I contend if I had ever gotten a chance. And then here came a guy named Tony, young whippersnapper. They let him start doing the girls' game, the Lady Comets. And I was like, why am I not on Lady Comet duty?
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't.
The coaches don't want you near them.
How did you know we called you Lady Comet?
That's right. That was really upsetting. Because I really felt I could be that.
I could be something.
Instead of this.
That was my... And now you hear that the High Point University students do a good
Yeah.
Thing. I'm never one to share, like to give, all that kind of stuff. You know, people say, recently, somebody said, do you want an intern? I said, God, no. No.
Who's the new person who asked if you wanted an intern?
I don't know. Why would they say something like that?
They're always running through the building.
Never for us.
Never in this department.
No.
They're always like, you guys want an intern? No.
I saw that email come out and I whispered, I could have left us off that one.
Yeah.
I know who I work
although,
with.
Although, with Biggie's current health challenges, the intern could run, get Biggie's cane, start Biggie's car.
Could have him on cane duty.
I believe we did have an intern once who became more of a personal intern for someone.
That's true. More of a personal assistant.
That's the last time we had an intern. That's right.
Remember, you said, where is our intern? And she said, she went out to get my laundry.
That's right.
That was not what...
That really wasn't.
And that was the last intern we ever saw.
A true internship for college credit, I suppose.
Why are the kids calling basketball at High Point University when you've got an announcer like this doing play-by-play? When I did Hogs baseball...
Already one in, nobody out, bottom half of the first. Winston-Salem getting off to a heck of a start.
If they had asked me for a tape...
That's how you go viral.
That's how you do it. If they had asked me for a tape, I would have sent it to them.
And that ball was tattooed.
It is...
What else could they want?
Excuse me.
I have done these.
That heck of a start thing.
Already one in, nobody out, bottom half of the first. Winston-Salem getting off to a heck of a start. Certainly what they wanted.
That's what they wanted. Everything.
That's actually his voice, by the way, if you're a new P1.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was actually Kelly's voice at the time.
He didn't really sound like that, did he? Oh, he did. He did.
Hi, welcome, Berkey. May I take your order? I like a whopper and cheese and a large fry and a chocolate shake. Heck of a start.
That can't be real. Oh, it's real. It is real.
You're the guy from the baseball.
That's right, yeah. I call Warthog baseball.
Why am I not on this Panther call? Hey, we're going to the tournament for the first time. Way to go,
Panther. We're going to dance. Panther pie.
I didn't even know you had a team until about a week ago.
No, you really didn't.
Going after March Madness. I'd be flying off today to do these games.
Oh, you would, yeah.
And your son visited the school and
yes,
liked it.
Yes, we liked it. But yeah. I told him,
wasn't the right fit.
Wasn't right fit for my wallet. I said to him, let's keep it in state.
Now he's off. Look how well he did with that.
Yeah. Now he's off to Tennessee. He's off to the SEC now. Uh-huh. And I'm still, I could be there.
And that ball was tattooed.
After a heck of a start, the ball was tattooed. I believe, was it Chris Timm's favorite part was the charge sound effect
there? Yeah, you have to listen carefully. It's in the background.
Well, I think we have, let's see.
I just feel the excitement come through.
8.5 people cheering on. Hugs here tonight.
What a night. What an amazing night for baseball.
Stick around, kids. Run the bases after.
I'm told I have to say
this. I know. I never would have put that in. I don't like anything fun after the game. I don't want any fireworks.
Kids run bases. Movies on the field.
Absolutely not. You're trampling the grass down there. The outfield's a mess. We can't have that.